This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Questions and answers, hopefully. Things that are going on in the world that are nice, things that aren't so nice. That's the subject matter here. Talk, conversation that matters about the events of the day, the issues of the day, and the people of the day. When I survey my life on the farm at this time of year, it's so much fun to watch things starting to grow. Oftentimes I take pictures and post them on my own Facebook page, which is /Doug Steffen. Literally, the birds and the bees, the flowers and the trees, the tulips that are out there. When you think about what life and the planet have to offer you, I like lilies, lilies of the valley. You like those, ladies? Jennifer Horn is here. Jake.
What are the ones that smell really strong and they're always at funeral homes? Because I don't like those lilies.
Are those the calla lilies? Or those gardenias. I feel like gardenias are really fragrant.
Gardenias
are the little ones. They're pink stargazer lilies is what they're called. They call them funeral flowers.
I don't like them. The official flower of death. No.
Well, thank you.
The smell is nice. Covers all the...
That smell gets me. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Well, I just want you to consider life's abundances. The glorious things that go on. We have so much stuff that is distressing. The business about what's going on in Ukraine, just things that we still are into COVID and we're going to still wear the mask. You know, it's just everywhere there's something. And so what is appreciated, I think, if you can take a moment to look around at spring and the greenery and the people say, well, I live in a city. I don't see any of that. Yeah, you can see it someplace. It's stuff, even if you're looking at the crack in the sidewalk, a little piece of grass is coming through. You know, there's something, it's about life. It's about growing. It's about sort of rebirth, and we have a chance to do this. Actually, if you think about it, every moment of every day is a chance to start over again. You can change your thinking and change your actions. You can change what you're doing with your life, and hopefully springtime is a great time for you to think about how real it really is, the idea of change. Change is constant. Most of us, this is one of the human conditions, we don't like change, but it is, everything's changing. The cellular structure of your body changes 300 times in a month. Did you know that? Your cells replace some of them more frequently than others. But whether it's your skin on the outside or the bones, the marrow of your bones inside, the blood, whatever it is, it's all changing. It's a good thing we have a good elimination system because that's where it all goes. You wonder, well, where do those things go? Other than your skin, which leaves dust in your car or your house, it all goes out the tube, you know? See you later.
All right, so graceful.
That's very nice. The U.S. Department of the Treasury exempting telecommunication services from the sanctions against Russia. When I first heard this, I wondered about whether this made any sense. There are a lot of these advocacy groups that think that if all of the connection to the Russians goes dark, then what are we going to do? Well, what did we do before? Before there was internet, before there was this kind of communication that we have, how did these conversations, these transactions, take place?
Well, it's local newspapers, right? And so that's the fear, is that it would go back, if you cut off Russia's internet access to the outside world, then they have absolutely no chance of reading anything that isn't propaganda in a newspaper or on their own, you know, private social media sites that's coming from Putin. So I mean, at first I kind of had probably the same reaction.
How do you monitor it though, Victoria, so that the right stuff is getting to them and the wrong stuff isn't?
That's nice, isn't it?
Right. I guess the advocacy groups were saying, you know, Access Now is the largest group. And they said that, you know, U.S. Internet communication technologies are key for human rights defenders and independent media. That's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can see both sides of this. I understand a lot of people were probably upset at maybe when they first heard this. And I kind of balked at it a bit, too. I was like, you know what, just cut them off. And then when you look into it more and you really see that the people who are on the ground doing this type of human rights work, that access to the internet and to, you know, and to the outside world is essential. So I do kind of think that we made the right choice overall. Mm-hmm. How much of a difference it will make, we won't know for a while.
It just seems to me the world has become so complicated. I was just saying as we started the hour, things are sweet and simple. Yeah, I guess they are to a point, but then they aren't so sweet and they aren't so simple. It's really, you know, you look around at some of the things that are going on, like the cost of everything, the cost of gasoline, the cost of eggs, the cost of travel if you're going to take a trip. You know, you want to go to Disneyland, where the price down there, the prices of getting there. I use that as an example, but you can use an example, use anything. Take a trip any place. Business, pleasure.
8.5%. That's huge.
Yeah.
It's a huge amount of money.
Right. The average price.
It's unfortunately hurt. It hurts the people who are the most vulnerable, right? The rich, mm-hmm, say, okay, well, I'll just pay more for that. But the people who are in the middle class or living to paycheck to paycheck are the ones who are really feeling
it. How do you get back and forth to work? Price of gasoline, even though it has dropped 10 cents since last week, is still $4.27 a gallon. That's over a dollar more than it cost at the same time last year. $1.32, as a matter of fact, higher than it was last year. The highest in the nation, of course, is Los Angeles. Average price is $5.85 a gallon. Why the people of Los Angeles, why the people of California don't just revolt? And, you know, what can they do, though?
Like, the average person who has to go to work, I understand the wanting to revolt.
What good is government, then? Why do we
need to have office? There's a lot of ways that we can revolt. And that's, number one, there's an idea that's been tossed around that says we just sick out one day and just don't drive anywhere in solidarity. That would be number one. But you have to vote the people out of office who've gotten way too comfortable.
Unbelievable.
To make this like devolve into politics, but what's really true is that one party rule, whether it's Democrats or Republicans, it just
monopolies work no matter what. It isn't even just in politics. Look at the
checks and balances.
There's the announcement this week. I'm going to do this on the farm show that we do, the American Family Farmer, that the family that controls Cargill, which is the largest of all, we have ADM. And you've got Monsanto. You've got about four or five companies, including ChemChina, that control the food supply in America. The largest of them is Cargill. And because the prices have gone up so much, you know, we talk about the oil companies. Nobody ever looks at this stuff. They look at the oil companies and, yeah, we should complain about them because they're a bunch of bastards that gouge. But Cargill and the price of food, generally speaking, from the four big manufacturers, that is going sky high as well. And so the Cargill-McMillan family that controls this company, their net worth has increased since the beginning of the year by 14%. They are all multi-billionaires, and they continue to, at the expense of the people that you're just talking about, that can't really afford, they live paycheck to paycheck. I'm not for redistribution of wealth, but I sure as hell am looking at the prices of things and letting them go the way they do, controlled by people who have no conscience, none whatsoever. And so the plan with rising prices, inflation is up, would you say 8.9% or something, Jennifer?
8.5%.
Why are the prices going up? Okay, so the price of gas has gone down a little bit. What else? I noticed the administration has announced that it's going to allow the sale of gasoline blended with ethanol. That should have been done all along. It's a farmer thing. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, there's also, okay, so I'm a little confused about that, and I figure you might be the expert, because
thank you.
I know we have a winter blend and a summer blend, right,
yes.
of gasoline
mm-hmm.
that has yep. to be sold. And typically in the summer, when the summer blend comes out, gas prices go up even more than they are now because it's more expensive and people are traveling around and all that. So now, when he came out and Biden came out in Iowa, which, of course, makes sense for political reasons. Iowa's a very important place, and they've got corn and all of that. He came out and he was talking about this new blend and that it was only going to be available like June to September. So I was thinking, okay, maybe this is his way to replace the summer blend. Is that right? But then I saw a lot of environmentalists started going crazy about this, saying they didn't like this. So what's the deal with... I guess I don't understand.
It is so warped. Yeah, I do know. First of all, E15 is something that was introduced in the Bush era. It was one of the few things that George Bush did that was a good thing. Farmers, great for farming or agriculture. Well, it's great if you can separate the control of Cargill and ADM and that bunch when it comes to corn production and what the average farmer who might have 1,000 acres out in Iowa or even 5,000-6,000 acres of corn that they're growing. It influences the price the farmer gets paid for the corn, because corn's used for any number of things. Grain is most importantly what it's used foremost. But when they started blending in the corn, the basic, the mash, if you will, or the liquid that comes out of corn when you basically press, like apple juice. Okay, you squeeze the apple, the juice comes out. Squeeze the corn, the juice comes out. And the juice is good in terms of gasoline, because it lowers the price, but it is considered, because it comes from fossil, the growing of corn or anything that we eat or that's grown comes out of the ground, and it's fossil-based, and yada yada, we go on, and it doesn't burn as clean, supposedly, as some of the regular fuels without lead in them.
I also heard that because of the war in Ukraine and Russia, that Ukraine was one of the world's biggest producers of corn.
And so because
of that, this actually may be another crisis, because we don't have enough corn here, or they didn't subsidize it enough, and the price of corn's already like, what, $8 or something like that?
Well, it shouldn't
be
subsidized at all anyway, Frank.
It's happening. I'm just talking about what's real, and so this might create another crisis, because now there may not be enough corn to
the oil companies. You want to know what the bottom line is? The oil companies don't like it because they can't make any money on it.
Right.
So if 15% of the oil product, or 15% of gasoline, is ethanol, it comes from something other than the oil products, they can't make a dime on it. And that's really what the problem is. The rest of it is all bunk. That's really what the bottom line is. So know that when you pay what you do at the pump. 18 past the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need, and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's ANGI.com to get started.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Now 23 after the hour, time for us to update things that are trending on social media. Looking at Jennifer Lopez's name. This is Jay Lopez here on the DJV program. Actually, it's Jay Kirshner with Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horan, Doug Steffen, the story behind the story, Jay, of the wonderfully romantic engagement of Jennifer Lopez to Ben Affleck.
Yeah, how it all went down. She's sharing the details.
Okay, share them. Go ahead.
And she was in the bubble bath. Yeah, she was just enjoying. She said she was in her favorite place on earth, which is in the bubble bath. And her, quote,
her favorite place on earth isn't in the arms of Ben Affleck? Oh, no, really? All right, go ahead.
She was saying how her beautiful love boy got down on one knee and proposed, and she just, like, looked at his eyes and smiling and crying at the same time, and she kind of was just, like, so speechless, and he's like, so is that a yes?
Did she pull him into the bathtub with her?
She didn't share that part.
But she said that he handed her the ring, and we know it's this 8.5-carat green diamond, which a lot of people now, diamond experts...
Caused the tub to overflow.
Well, I was thinking, she said he handed it to me. I'm like, oh my God, can you imagine if she dropped it in the tub? But one of the things that a lot of jewelry people are coming forward saying, he must have had this in the works since they got back together, because it takes about a year to properly... locate and cut a green diamond, and it's a very delicate process that takes about a year. So you can't just walk into K Jewelers and be like, can I have a green diamond?
Yeah.
This was a long time in the works. Like, probably it times out to maybe a month after they got back together.
And he knew that green is her favorite color. It's her lucky color. And she even added to that, somebody
green?
Taking the chance to know you so much and do something like that. And it was just the proposal was so simplistic and made it so much more romantic. And it's just really sweet.
Yeah.
Very sweet. Okay. We don't know whether she has green eyes or not. What color are her eyes?
Aren't they like light brown? Yeah. Like a light brown? Yeah. Mm. But, you know, her famous green dress that she wore, was it to the Grammys or was it the Oscars? I forget.
Oh, I forget which one, with the, like, the really low cut. And she's
yeah, the famous Versace.
Before. She yeah. said that she has a lot of green artwork at her house. She has some other decorative kind of stuff that has green hues to it.
Oh, so he paid attention. Props
there
to
you go. Paying attention to
the... You have
something
in common with her, Doug. You write everybody's check in green ink because it's lucky. And apparently J-Lo is right there with you. She must be
right.
inspired by you.
That's right. She'd be better off with me than she would be with him. Okay, next. As long as we're talking about women and men together, there are a lot of people who are younger than I am who accuse me from time to time of being somewhat of a Cro-Magnon. I would never, ever, ever, nor have I ever even had the thought, never mind express, what Cam Newton says about women. So, would you like to pass this along, Jay, what Mr. Newton...
This is definitely one of those situations where people are reading headlines. Cam Newton said women should, quote-unquote, cater to a man's needs, know when to be quiet. He is getting a lot of heat. He said this... On a podcast, but the thing is, if you go and listen to the whole thing, he's not degrading women. He's not putting them down. He's saying there are a lot of women, and he also comes at men too. And so there's a lot of women who try to have this like bad chick mentality, and a real bad chick, and not meaning that in a derogatory way, but like a real bad chick will take care of her partner. Well, she says take care of the man, but I'm changing it. Take care of the partner and also handle your own stuff. And also a guy should be doing the same. Like, don't walk around talking a talk if you're not also following the actions. And he's talking about how he grew up in a three-parent household. It was his father, his mother, and his grandmother. And that he felt like there were just not really gender roles, but the whole part of just take care of each other. And if somebody's having a bad day, just know when to shut your mouth for a minute and let somebody be in a bad mood for a minute.
Hmm.
It really, yeah. like, his words were not as bad as the headlines are making it seem, in my
opinion. Read between the lines, in other words.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The MTA is reporting the D and R trains resume service at the 36th Street subway station in each direction early Wednesday in New York City, the location of yesterday's shooting where dozens of people were injured. 62-year-old Frank James remains at large and is wanted only for questioning at this time. 8 out of 10 teenagers expect climate change and other environmental forces to affect big decisions like where they're going to live or whether to have children or not. That's according to a new Harris Poll survey. 45% of the teenagers ages 13 to 19 believe political and global leaders are taking meaningful action to protect the environment. California's Reparations Task Force meets in person today. The group voted to limit restitution to descendants of enslaved black people a few weeks ago. Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom got the ball rolling on this legislation back in 2020. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border is preparing to get worse when Title 42 goes away next month, Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership for months on end now on how to fix the problem. Representative Alex Mooney, the Republican from West Virginia on Newsmax last night, says that the Biden administration does not understand free markets, and we can't fix what we don't understand.
I think the Democrats and President Biden think they can spend their way out of an inflation. They don't seem to realize all this out-of-control spending is causing the inflation. I saw the picture earlier of President Ronald Reagan, and I sure wish we had President Reagan or President Trump back in office who understand free market economics, limited government, and that you can't just spend money. We're spending money in the trillions here. Bills come up regularly that spend trillions. Our national debt's $30 trillion. It's completely out of control, and they do not have a solution. Their solution is socialism, which would make it even worse, frankly. They do not understand free market economics. They keep promoting more welfare programs and more spending that is causing this inflation crisis. It's really a disaster. We need to change the government.
President Biden equated Russia's war in Ukraine to genocide, accusing President Vladimir Putin of trying to wipe out the idea of even being a Ukrainian. Biden made the statement to reporters in Iowa on Tuesday, shortly before boarding Air Force One to return home to Washington. President Biden has no public engagements today. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Who's buying the land? If it's being sold because families don't want to keep farming or because the government requires that you pay taxes, whatever the reason, so who are the buyers?
Iowa has stepped forward and has laws relating to foreign ownership of farm ground. It is very, very difficult to buy a farm in Iowa if you are not a citizen of the United States.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we are at 34 after the hour on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my award-winning cast, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. We can now tell the world, or at least people that listen to this program, that the ladies have won a very, very, very prestigious award. Jennifer and Victoria and Jay have won the Gracie Award, the celebration of this kind of for women in broadcasting, women on radio and on television, There's a big gala. It's kind of like the Oscars, in a manner of speaking, at the Hollywood, what is it, the Hollywood, no, it's at the Beverly Wilshire Hotel,
AKA
right?
The Pretty Woman Hotel. That's how
Pretty
everyone
Woman
knows
Hotel.
It.
Yes.
Yes.
Right, exactly. So there'll be thousands of people from broadcast to radio and television there on May 24th. We'll all be there. Probably the first time that all of us
it will
been
be
together,
it's
right?
Exciting.
Even the first time
we've
all physically
we've never
been
met
together.
Each other.
Yeah.
Other than Doug, we've never met each other in person, which is very strange.
Yeah. Well, that's the way it has been. I've been doing this radio program in one form or another this way since the early 90s when I had more than one person, and it's become the most difficult program to produce in radio because there's so many different components. And tip of the hat to Phil McGeehan, who is the latest to try to corral all of us and keep things as they are supposed to be, technically, voice-wise and otherwise. So it does sound like we're in the same room. But the skill is also with anticipating and understanding. Sometimes people complain that we talk over one another, and we do, but in a heated conversation, let's say Thanksgiving at your house, does everybody around the table wait until you've finished your statement before, okay, I'm going to tell you about how to grow a pea. And before the conversation is over, somebody says to you, wait a minute, can I grow corn that same way? And, you know, I'm being ridiculous with
second.
The example. But
are you saying that it gets heated at your Thanksgiving table over how to grow a pea?
Well, I'm using that as
multiple arguments go
example.
On about how to grow a pea.
A very distinct example.
You know what I'm saying. So at any rate, the fact that we all are here as if we were together and having conversations, sometimes we agree, sometimes we disagree, but we all have a great love for each other, and I think that'll come through when you see I won't be up on stage, but the three of you will, to get your award, the Oscars or the Gracies, if you, I think each one of you get one, don't you? I think
yes,
that's how it
I
works.
Believe so. Yeah. I don't know either that or we'll
they're
do a
like
timeshare.
$400 each. I don't know.
Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants.
Well, Jay, didn't you win one of these before? What's the experience like? Yeah.
We'll get our own, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. All right, so anyway.
But there's a celebrity factor here, too, which is really cool. This year,
they just made
the announcement. Yeah, Melissa McCarthy has won, Savannah Guthrie, Hoda Kotb, Tamron Hall, Elle Fanning, Kelly Clarkson. It's a nice group of ladies to be amongst, so it's going to be really exciting.
Right. Are there any men that are going to be there other than perhaps
you?
The husbands?
Oh, yeah,
I'll be there.
The ones to support.
Right.
You'll
yes,
be there.
Right.
Lewis will be there. Jen is TBD, I think. Right? Either dad or fiance. So,
yeah.
And maybe Ryan will be there, Jen?
No,
maybe?
Ryan won't be there. Ryan's going to be hanging with Mac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I have my daughter and son, and their spouses will be there as well. So it's good. I think it's something that's, frankly,
exciting.
I would say this, but it sounds like being a jerk. But over the years, I've never won anything because I'm not a member of the club. I don't belong. I don't work for a big company. My name is not synonymous with anything other than what I've been able to do over the years to sort of cobble together a syndicated program that at one time had 585 affiliates, more than any other program that was on the radio at the time. But I didn't ever ask for anything. I didn't mind, really, although I would say that sometimes I have my dear friend Mike McVeigh, who's the counselor, if you will, for us on the program, said to me early on when he got to know me that he thought I had a chip on my shoulder. And I don't know whether I have a chip on my shoulder. I just resent the hell out of people ignoring not only what I've done over the years, but what the people who have worked with me to make this. You don't do it by yourself, obviously. And so, you know, I remember all of the people who used to have accolades for Limbaugh. Limbaugh was no more individually responsible for that program. It was his unique style and the content of the program that certainly made it better than the average run-of-the-mill program, but you don't do that by yourself. You have somebody
you
who's helping
you,
your
Doug?
Wife, your production support. Yeah, but if you love what you're
do you
doing,
love, do you love what
it's
you're
enough
doing?
Of a reward. It's not. That's all the reward I need. Yeah.
Look, I think this is really a great honor with the Gracies. I think it's awesome. And I love to see the recognition for, obviously for myself, but for my friends, for Victoria and Jehu. I think really, really deserve that recognition. But if you're doing what you love to do every single day, you don't need an award. You don't need an accolade. The reward is in what you've built. And so I know it seems like, you know, every once in a while people just say, well, I'd like to be recognized. I'd like to be all that. But you know what? What you've done, I think, is more impactful than any award that anybody could give you, because you've done it. You've survived in a business where most people can't even get into it. So, you know,
and also
take that as your badge of
honor. And to piggyback on top of that, and I think that's a great point, Jen, I think it's really cool, Doug, that you've been this sort of radio renegade for all these years, right?
Ooh,
your name,
write that down.
Okay, but it's true. You've done things, you know, you've taken your own path. I think it's pretty damn cool that your name is now on all three of our trophies. So your name maybe appeared for the first time on a trophy, but it's for being an ally for the women on your show. You put us together. You're the Simon Cowell of the group. Simon Cowell doesn't stand up there winning Grammys, but everybody knows what he's done. Everybody knows he put One Direction together. He put Fifth Harmony together. He put a million groups together. And so people still think of that and they recognize that. And I think you're the Simon Cowell here, you know? And I think it's really cool that if you're going to make an impact, minus the Botox, don't do the Botox. But if you're going to make an impact and you're going to land your name on a trophy, I think it's really damn cool that you landed on ours for the Gracie Awards for women.
Yeah.
I think it's, that to me, it means a lot.
Well, we've had a lot of, Jennifer will tell you, and we've talked about it on the air sometimes here and there. There have been a lot of different components over the years. I've tried a lot of different people, and perhaps the secret to having the show, at least one of the secrets, is that I don't have a relationship with any of you, and that
well,
sometimes
like romantic, because you have a relationship with all of them.
Okay.
Yeah, right. I have a romantic relationship with and so anyway, it is really cool. The fact that we still have hundreds of radio stations to carry this program says to me that what we're doing has some value. Can it be better? Yeah, it can always be better. We're in a workplace where being sort of alone is not embraced, because it's not easy for people who program stations. You know, it's easy to just take, all right, this network sends down 6 programs, so we'll just take it all and that'll be it. We don't have to worry with anybody else. But if you listen to the quality of the programs, there's nothing else out there like this. Not even close, because the program is aimed, if you will, at, as much as anything else, at women who have strong feelings about things, and how can we help women better deal with stuff, the women's way of looking at things. And is there, you know, that isn't sexist, but there is. Women look at things differently than men do. They just do. That's part of the way the world works. And as a result of that, sometimes we come across as kinder and gentler. Sometimes when we really get animated, we don't sound like we're kind or gentle, but we are. And the approach to the issues of the day, the approach is always, for me, doesn't always work, but for me, it's taking an issue or a problem and trying to find, to answer a question about it, or to find a solution to it, for the most part. Do we have conversations about things like Boris Johnson? I mean, so it just becomes information. So he's, by the way, being fined over the parties.
the cocaine-filled lockdown parties.
Yeah.
They treated everything like it was a frat house. So, yeah, and then he denied it, but he got busted hardcore.
Yeah. And he deserved to get busted. So now there are going to be fines. But one wonders whether he'll pay the fine or will some government agency
pay the fine. If he doesn't pay the fine, that'll be a huge scandal.
They're already calling for another vote of no confidence. You know, everyone does that in Europe. They don't like you, and then they're like, vote of no confidence. I know, I don't get it.
Nothing happens.
Exactly. My friend, I wish he was my friend. There's something about this woman, the more I see her, the more I'm intrigued by her. Even though half the time I can't pronounce her name, Mayim Bialik.
Bialik.
Right, exactly.
The easiest thing to do to prep this show is just find all stories about Mayim Bialik. Because Doug's going to love every one of them.
If you are not watching Call Me Cat, I'm telling you, Doug, it is a half-hour show.
I
you watch
well,
Call
I
Me Cat?
Started watching. Yeah, I have
it
to watch
so,
that.
It's one of my favorites. It's so cute.
It was this Swoozie Kurtz is in there. I recognized her. even though
God, she's got to be 100 years old. Oh, yeah. She's been around forever. Yeah. She's like a little golden raisin at this point.
And she is the tiniest thing you've ever seen in your life.
And who's that? Well, who's that little short gay old guy that's in there?
That I love so much. Leslie
Jordan? Leslie Jordan's in it too. Oh, I need to watch this show.
It's a great show. It's based on an English show. And she breaks the what is it, the fourth wall and talks to the audience, so it's kind of cheesy. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's a sweet, fun, upbeat kind of show. It's very cute.
I watch something that comes on after it, but I do rewind to catch the tail end
what
of Call Me Cat.
Because at the end, watch Flash.
No, Pivoting.
I love Pivoting. Told you about Pivoting.
Yes. Oh, it's great. So but with Network is all this they always do a dance break. Awesome. Yeah, they always do a dance break at the very end of the show. They like
that's how they
the fourth wall and
is
they just
on
have
ABC?
It.
I think it's
cute.
On, is it ABC?
Is it ABC?
Fox. Okay. Yeah. Right. So anyway, Maya and Balik was on with through
Bialik.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna call her Mayhem. She was on with Drew Barrymore this week talking about how fans are so obsessed with the way she looks. And just listen to this program. Whenever I bring her up, the three of you talk about how frumpy she looks.
She's so cute. I want to make her over.
So pretty regardless of what she wears.
No, she needs a makeover, Jay. We can say it. She's adorable. I love her. I think she's brilliant. She needs a makeover.
It's kind of how she dresses, though. It's just her thing. It's her style.
But she was caught, quote-unquote, wearing a blue blazer, apparently, or an orange sweater or something, three or four times, and the audience has taken a shot at her for wearing the same clothes. Whereas, and she points out that anybody who's like Ken Jennings or the previous host or any of these hosts, they all wear pretty blasé navy type or dark suits, and nobody talks about them. For example, Trump wore the same suit every day of his presidency. He wears the same, not the same suit, but the same tailoring. It's the same color. It's a dark navy suit, and that's
it.
That's
Biden's got his uniform suit. Obama had his uniform suit. I mean, but for men, to be fair,
so
you guys have it really easy. Yeah. I mean, you get a suit, you're like, I have a blue suit, and a navy suit, and a black suit, and a gray suit. And you're like, done, and that's it. It's over.
Yep. By the way, we have to have black ties. I did tell my son he could wear the navy suit he got married in. I think that would be okay for him to wear that, don't you think? He doesn't have to have a tux.
Well, black tie is black tie, but sure. I didn't think Brendan would conform to that anyway.
No,
so.
Brendan's not much of a conformist when it comes to that sort of thing. Yeah, right, exactly. All right, well, anyway, ladies, congratulations. 48 after the hour.
Before Bamboo HR, I feel like crying just thinking about it.
We were still handling everything via paper, and we literally had paper stuff.
It was all in spreadsheets and, like, folders.
From the moment I started using it, I felt calmer.
As soon as we started using the Bamboo, like, onboarding checklist, I mean, it was extremely easy.
Headcount, turnover, years of service. Like, there's just so many different reports that I use at different points in time.
I'm, like, totally set free to focus on the people, to focus on development, to focus on team dynamics.
It's freeing me up to do more of the stuff that actually matters in HR, which is interacting with people, learning from them, and then building stuff for them.
Everything is in this one place. I can't even imagine what it would be like without Bamboo HR.
We're Bamboo HR, and we'd love to set you free to do great work. Come try our award-winning all-in-one HR software for free with no strings attached. Visit BambooHR.com/demo for this free trial offer. That's BambooHR.com/demo.
There's no part of our bodies that put in more work than our feet. And with all that work, your feet can start to ache. But luckily, there's relief for our overworked feet. Skechers Archfit footwear for men and women. Skechers teamed up with podiatrists to design a shoe that provides total foot and arch support for all-day comfort. They used 20 years of data and over 120,000 unweighted foot scans to create a podiatrist-certified insole that distributes support across the arch no matter what foot type you have. And with all that support comes extreme comfort. Skechers are the fit and comfort specialists, and Archfit shoes from Skechers provide expert comfort whether walking or just standing. They're so comfortable, they're not just for people with tired, achy feet. Everybody can enjoy just how amazing they feel. Plus, many are machine washable, so even though you'll be wearing them all day, every day, you can easily keep them looking new. So give yourself some soothing comfort and support with podiatrist-certified Skechers Archfit footwear. Your overworked feet will thank you. See all the styles of Archfit footwear for men and women at Skechers.com, the Skechers store near you, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.
I
I tend to second-guess dinners with friends because they're often interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrelipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit Creon.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's Creon.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Three after the hour on the ever-loving DJV program. Doug Steffen here with Victoria and Jay and our pal Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show and also the curator of the Hugs and Kisses Museum. I think we should have, right? Don't you think we should have a Hugs and Kisses Museum? We can have all kinds of fabulous stuff in there. This week is National Pet Week, actually National Pet Day. It was a couple of days ago. If you're a pet owner, you know, every day is pet day, right? I mean, why does it have to be one a day? The National Institute of Health says that it's partnering in research to determine the physical and mental benefits of having a pet. Duh. What do we need them to tell us? We all know what the benefits are, right? You say to us before we get started? True love is wiping your pet's boogers out of her eyes or his eyes.
There you go. There you go. Huh? That's true love. That is true.
Yeah,
what is with all these studies? If they spent as much money rescuing animals than they spend on these studies, it'd be a lot less problem. And
these studies tell us what we already know.
Right.
I've been doing this for a little while, okay? This isn't my first or second week. I've been doing this in the pet industry for over 50 years. And 50 years ago, we knew exactly the benefits of dogs. I was doing studies at Haverford State Hospital with the University of Pennsylvania in the 70s, talking about the results of using dogs and cats in terms of autistic children.
Isn't that a lunatic asylum?
Schizophrenic adults.
Is that, yeah, I mean, that's lunatic, isn't
it? So we know the results. We know the blood pressure's low. We know that people recuperate 50% faster if there's a dog or a cat at home. So why more? That's what makes me crazy about government. Study, 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 and they never give any results.
No. All right. So here are some results of a study of people who have pets while they're watching television. Wow, look at this huge percentage of people that watch TV. I have Daisy right beside me. I put my hand under her head, and she just sort of burrows down into my hand. And I'm usually squeezing her face or petting, you know, under, and that goes on all the time while we're watching a TV show.
And I only eat snacks that I can share with them. In other words, I would love to sit down and have a chocolate bar, but dogs can't have chocolate, so I have to sit down and I have to eat carrots. I eat carrots when I'm watching Yellowstone.
Does your dog like carrots? I just started giving Daisy carrots. I didn't know that they liked carrots, but she likes the carrots.
No, you don't. You can't tell them they're carrots. I convinced my dogs that carrots are liver. That's what you got to do. Have some liver, guys. Here's some liver. Mm-mm. That's what.
Good for you, Warren.
But it's true. It's a true story. I sit down. I would love to have a Hershey bar or something when I'm watching TV. And I swear every single night when I sit down and watch TV, me and the guys split carrots.
Wait a minute. You have that sophisticated a palate that you like Hershey bars?
That's gourmet to me.
He's old school.
That's right, old school.
I like Milky Ways and that sort of thing. Okay, let's talk about coyotes and what kind of problems people are having with them. This is the time of year on my farm that we begin to see, well, they're around and pack, you know, they have, now they've had their pups and they're all over the place and they're raiding backyard chicken pens and they're killing little dogs and cats and stuff. And so, you know, people say,
they
the poor
cats. They freak me out so much. Oh.
They're mangy. They have, it's not their fault.
Knock it off. But let me tell you something, okay? Yeah. I am so excited that you brought this up, and let me tell you why. Okay. On my YouTube channel, I did an extensive report not too long ago specifically on coyotes and how to protect your pets. I mean, it's like, on YouTube, I can do a lot more on the radio because I'm able to go there and I'm able to explain in a lot more depth. It's incredible response. People from all over the country and Canada responding to the fact that there's so much information how you can actually protect your pets from coyotes. So check it out. I usually don't say this, but if you go to my YouTube channel, it's simple to find, youtube.com/my name, Warren Eckstein. There's a whole video there that I did on coyotes, and people should read it. If they have dogs or cats, read that. It'll give you a lot of information and maybe just what you need to know to save your dog or cat's life.
All right. Warren Eckstein, Eckstein, is not E. Sometimes it's E. People spell it.
Well, don't spell it the wrong way, because that's all that anyone's going to remember.
Eckstein.
Right.
First name Warren. You ought to be able to spell that with two R's. Warren Eckstein. Go there or to the Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com, and you can find the connection there. Or you go to hugsandkisses.com. Frankly, whenever I take Daisy out and we do a poop and a pee at the same time, when she comes back in, I give her one of the Hugs and Kisses it's a little chewy, right? Isn't that what it is?
Shaped like a heart. Hugs and Kisses, of course. Shaped like
a
heart.
Cute. Right.
Exactly.
Our boys get them every morning. They bang on the door here.
Hugs and Kisses, vitamin mineral supplement. You can get them at thepetshow.com or hugsandkisses.com. Warren Eckstein here on the DJV program from the Pet Show at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.